This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
For those about to Brock, was that what you were doing with this, Michael?
Oh, gosh.
Wow. For those about to Brock, we got the Brock Wisney Show presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems. Shane over there, great dude. You guys got to check them out, you know, for your business, for your home, all that stuff to keep the safe. You don't want your stuff to catch on fire,
yeah,
basically.
Never, never.
And Shane's going to help. You know, Shane is part of the, what do you call them, the Baseline Bandits?
Baseline Bandits. You know, he'll give the other team a hard time. We love him.
I've seen him getting after it down there against, and that's what I love about, as you're growing a fan base and you want to have those guys, Shane's one of those dudes, and he's a big-time supporter of the UNC
Someone
Bears.
Through thick and thin, man, always.
Brock Wisney in studio, man. Brock, it seems like you got taller since the last time I saw you, which was Friday.
I would love for that to be the truth. But
to me, you are like a giant out there, man. I'm getting so excited to talk basketball with you. We're going to be doing this every single Monday.
Awesome.
Last year we had the Jaron Rille Show, and Jaron brought you in a couple of times.
Yeah.
I think maybe at least once.
Yeah, once. Yeah.
And it was cool, and I was like, all right, we need to get Brock in here because I think it's going to be a big year, not just for the Bears, but for you as well. Yeah. I did get a vote this year. I voted in the past, but I don't know. They never got back to me. I don't know if it actually went through. These are going through, okay. And I voted for Brock Wisney.
I appreciate
it. Big Sky Conference Player of the Year. I don't know when those preseason rankings will come out, but hoping to see your name on there.
We'll see.
Although, does the preseason thing, does it mean anything?
You never really pay attention to those. They had a seventh this year.
Yeah.
You don't really care.
You don't care about. Well, and you guys had so many studs last year that I thought, you know, you kind of got hosed on not winning the Big Sky Conference Player of the Year, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Langston or Zay, both of them honestly could have.
Yeah, well, and you were playing great. Jaron was playing great. I mean, you guys had a stacked team last year.
We did. It was a lot of fun.
But I'm expecting this team to be pretty darn good again this year. Obviously some familiar faces, but there's a lot of new dudes on this team, such as college sports, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there's eight new guys, eight returners, so it's like every other team. Other teams have it worse even, so just do what you got.
Man, it flies by, because I was talking about this before you jumped on. I remember seeing you at the Bears scrimmage. It was just more of you guys playing against each other, and it was for donors to come meet the team and all that, and I love that you guys do that. But I remember seeing you in that first game, and I was like, this Brock Witt, I think I might have called you Wisney at the time or something, but I'm like, you could see, you know, your energy was there, your strength was there, and then as your game progressed, it kind of slowed down for you in that positive way, where they always say the better players, everything just kind of slows down for them
absolutely,
as they get rolling.
Yeah, I mean, I like to play like, you know, guys like Jokic, where the game just feels simple and easy, you know, make the slow, easy plays and just do what you can for your team.
So. Are you a Nuggets guy?
I like the Nuggets, you know.
Yeah?
It's weird. I was talking to somebody the other day. They're like, basketball guys never really have a favorite team. And I'm like, I know you have favorite players, but Jokic, he's probably my favorite player. So
you and I,
Nuggets are my favorite
finally,
team.
Finally, you know how many players I get on this show? We've talked to them over the years, whatever, and they're always like Lakers fans.
Yeah.
And it's just like, man, we just have to like not talk about the NBA then because we can't go there.
Yeah.
But we got a fellow Joker fan here. So
absolutely.
Diehard Joker fan.
Yep.
So I know we'll be talking some hoops on the NBA side too, college side. But today, Brock, I kind of wanted to like get to know you, man. Like, obviously, you're a well-spoken dude. You're a very polite dude. You get out on the floor, though. Things are different, I think.
A little bit.
After it. But you're a Colorado dude. You're from Thornton, Colorado.
Yes, sir. I'm born and raised Colorado. So, I mean, not born and raised, actually. I've been here, actually, since I was about two or three.
Okay, where were you born in?
I was born in Green Bay.
Green Bay.
My dad was playing for the Packers at the time, and I was born out there. So,
your dad was playing in the NFL.
He was.
And so sports has obviously been in your... That's been your entire life, hasn't it?
Yeah, all of it. It's my family's thing. So
your dad's an NFL guy.
He was.
Was football the first thing for you, or was basketball just took over?
You know, I mean, it was just basketball. I did some football when I was younger, but my dad really didn't like what football does to your head sometimes. And, you know, so it ended up being basketball. I'm still a huge football fan, college specifically, Notre Dame. So, I mean, I still love it.
You still love it. But then I'm glad you became a basketball player.
Yeah.
Because we've had so much fun watching it. So for you, then coming to Thornton, talk to us about your process. You know, when did you first kind of know that you were going to be the chops to be a Division I basketball player?
Man, I never had a doubt in my mind. Just with my family, you know, I mentioned my dad, but also my mom was a swimmer at Notre Dame as well. And it's just kind of what it was. So I was like,
swimmer, either, a football player. Oh my gosh,
there's a ton. You know, my grandpa and uncle both played at Notre Dame too. So it's kind of like I had to do this. And my sister, she's about 2 years older than me. She played at Indiana University. So I was like,
what did she play at Indiana?
She's basketball.
Basketball?
Yes. She was a center there. She's like 6'4". But, you know, there was no doubt in my mind. And I think confidence is a big thing. And I always just thought, you know, I'm doing this.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to have, like, we see this often, you know, where it's just sports is in your DNA.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just there.
Yeah.
And so you probably did know, you know, at an early age, all right, yeah, it's in my
yeah.
blood. I'm going to be probably something. And then you grow and you just keep getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And then it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, definitely.
How did the recruiting process go for you?
It was interesting. You know, I mean, early on you hear from a lot of different schools and it's kind of like wishy-washy and they'll ghost you or, you know, text you and then you never hear from them again. But my recruiting process, UNC was honestly the first, and they were there throughout the entire time. They never wavered in recruiting me. I had some other small offers, DU and Cleveland State and so on. But, you know, UNC was always recruiting me through every single step of it. So there's no doubt that I was going there, you know, throughout the recruiting process.
Who calls you first? Who was the first one? Do you remember that?
That was
like,
a long
who's
time
contacting
ago.
You first?
Man, that was like 6 years ago at this point, but it might have been.
Crazy, yeah.
So, you know, that night or that morning of, I forgot what it was. It was like June 1st. And I heard from about like probably like 10 to 15 Division I schools, you know, CU and UNC and all of them. But that's kind of how it was. I don't remember exactly who was first.
When does the closer come in, Steve Smiley?
Oh man, Smiley! I always saw Smiley, but I remember I committed actually on my birthday, September 18th.
Cool. Well, that's a great birthday
of my senior year before my senior basketball season. You know, I was up in his office and he's like, "So what are you thinking?" And I don't know, maybe. He just put some pressure on me, like, I'm coming. I didn't even have a plan. I didn't even have a plan to commit before I walked in the room, and I just committed.
Smiley's a pretty good sales guy.
He is.
He's pretty good. Dude, I've grown to just really respect and like Coach Steve Smiley, but he just seems like such an approachable guy.
Oh, yeah.
He can get after it. Yeah. I've seen him in practice. Yeah. I've seen him at games, of course. But, you know, it just seems like that's a guy that truly does – you hear coaches say this. You said wishy-washy. You hear coaches, oh, it's about the kids and all this stuff. Smiley's one of those guys that you really feel that. Is that correct?
Oh, he's a great guy. He's the biggest people person I've ever met. Like, you know, how he is how he is.
And yeah.
Everybody likes him. You don't hear somebody say, oh, I don't like this Steve Smiley guy.
Easiest dude to talk to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, so tell me a little bit about yourself. What are you into outside of sports, outside
what am
of basketball?
I into?
Like
Man.
Movies, video games, music. What's the thing that you do when you're not playing basketball or studying basketball?
I love movies. I like watching movies in my alone time. And by myself, but I also love being outside. You know, I like hiking. Colorado's a great place for that. In the summer, me and my family will paddleboard a lot and, you know, do all those type of things. So I like to be active, but I like movies. I like
what kind of movies are we talking about here? It's October. Are we into the scary stuff at all? Or?
I like scary stuff. I like scary stuff. My dad kind of rubbed that off on me. You know, he brought me into like Conjuring when I'm like 8 years old.
Oh my God. So what kind, like, because there's serial murder, scary stuff, and then there's like extraterrestrial type of thing.
Extraterrestrial. I love
like
that stuff.
And
weird
all
conspiracy
the
movies.
Stuff.
And I love that stuff. You know, I'm a simple guy too, and I'll watch a rom com or a drama. I love thrillers. You know, I like it all. Like we mentioned before, we were talking earlier, I love all the music and all the different movies, you know. Besides, I don't know if I'm going to watch a lot of, you know, just romantic
You're not into the romantic.
Yeah, movies. Not all the time, you know.
You're probably not going to go buy the new Taylor Swift album. Is that what you're telling
probably
me?
Probably not.
I'm guessing that's full of romantic stuff. Apparently that came out. So into movies, outdoor activities, all that stuff going into it. Who would you say is your best friend on the team right now?
Best friend? I've been with Zach for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, I played 2 years in high school with him even. So this is going into our seventh year playing together, six probably. You know, Quinn and Egan and Will and Hunter, you know, the big guys group is always people that are close. But, man, I'm close with a lot of guys on the team, a lot of best friends.
How close are you to, like, the coaching staff?
I'm very close.
It seems
very close. Reed's like my second dad almost.
Dude, you know? That guy.
Yeah.
Is he not? I'm saying this in a dude way. Is he not the best hugger in the history of the world? He gives you that bear hug, and it's just like, man, I feel like I belong.
Yeah.
He is such an amazing guy.
Makes you feel loved and seen, for sure.
100%. But when I go there, like, they're just an interesting group in a good way. Because you got Smiley running the show there, obviously. Dorian Green just looks so focused all the time.
Yeah.
Houston Reed can take a moment to be like, you know, give somebody a hard time, but then get right back after it.
Yeah.
And Brett Klopfel, Colin, I mean, just a great group there.
They fill all the gaps, man. You know, they step on each other's weaknesses, and they kind of make a full staff. So,
Brock, while we have you on this one, too, obviously we talked about new faces coming in on this roster. What did you think of your guy, Langston Reynolds? Got a different opportunity, and he's going to be playing for Minnesota next year.
Yeah, I'm excited for him. I think he's going to do well. I think he's so athletic and strong that in that league he's going to do really good. And, you know, he's one of my best friends. I've been with him a long time also. Same thing in that high school team. So I'll text him every now and again. I'm wishing the best for him, and I'm excited, you know, for this new opportunity he has.
Yeah, well, and that's the nature of this beast now, right? Is especially for guys at UNC, guys storm onto the scene, and then suddenly there's a bunch of teams that didn't know who these guys were, but now they're coming in. Brock, I'm not going to put you on the spot. Yeah. You don't have to give me any weird information, but I look at you and what you've done, especially last season. I got to imagine some of those people were you know, reaching out to you, whether that was street legal or not, but I got to imagine that was happening.
Yeah, I mean, you hear that through these other guys. You know, my mindset is I got to stay present and where my feet are. So if any of those things that I'm getting, I no response, no anything, none of that, and just don't entertain it. You know, if someone's kind of hitting you on the side and it's almost illegal in a way, I don't know why you'd want to work with that person anyway.
And just put them, and you're just done.
Like, yeah.
Do you bring that, if you had it, is that something where you instantly you're bringing it to like a coach? Like, hey, these guys are reaching out to me.
Nah, just ignore.
Yeah, you know, just done.
Yeah, keep it off my plate. Don't worry about it. Not even a second thought.
That's the way to do it, my friend. Dude, I'm really excited. We're going to take a quick break here. Then we'll wrap up this first edition of the Brock Wisney Show, presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems. Really excited to work with them. I know you're excited to work with them, too. Shane's pumped. The season is almost here, man. You guys
yes,
a couple weeks away from that. You guys have that scrimmage going on in Wyoming.
Yep.
I'm really interested to see how that's
going. We got some stuff coming up for sure.
All right, man. 47 after the hour. It's not a secret either because I know Smiley said it on the podcast, right, Mike? So we're good. Sundance, Steve Smiley, those guys are kind of like brothers. Going to be duking it out in scrimmage action.
It will.
The Brock Wisney Show continues. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
From preps to college to the pros, we have your football on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away.
Can't stop Michael back there from dancing. Who is this, Brock?
Sam Cooke. You know,
so you guys are talking about Sam Cooke. That's another one of your preferences, right?
Yeah, I like some old music.
All right. So how did you get into the oldies type stuff?
I would say my sister, actually. You know,
really?
Yeah, she introduced me to some of the older music, and I just liked it.
So you're a man of many interests.
Yeah.
As we'll learn about as we go here. I think this is Terry texting, and Brock's the best. I'm glad you have him on your program. Hopefully I'll be able to come in and visit with him. That's one of the diehard Bears fans.
Right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Terry.
I mean, he just loves. He comes in here. He likes to meet the players, but these are the fans you want. You know, these guys that we talked about, Shane and the Baseline Bandits, and we talk about the Diehards, and that's what you guys have been growing the last few years.
Yeah,
it's been
definitely
fun to see.
Good community, you know, all the fans. We love seeing them. Terry's got a good mustache going.
And, oh, he's got a great mustache going. Do you ever think about that, man?
Yeah, no, probably not. Probably. I mean, maybe in the future, actually.
I think you have the ability to get there.
In the summer, I did a little mustache action. I got some crap for it from the guys.
Well, I don't know if you know what I did this summer. Yeah. The Rockies were just boring me to tears, so we decided, all right, when was that, Mike? June? I wasn't going to shave or cut my hair until the Rockies won 35 games. And it got pretty out of control.
Okay.
It got so people are like, you got to do something like that again. You can't keep going back to the facial hair well.
Yeah.
You got to come up with something unique.
So I agree.
We'll think of something, man. But Brock, I'm excited for this, man. And I want to learn more about your dad, too, as we kind of progress through this show, because I think that's fascinating, especially the fact that he was football.
Yes.
And you're basketball.
Yeah, I mean, my whole family was football. You know, my uncle played with my dad at Notre Dame, and my grandpa won a national championship there in 1966.
Wow.
So, you know, it's they called it Wisneyland for a brief period of time while they were there. It's just what it was. You know, a little flip action. I don't know what happened, but
I want to get into the history of all that, too. And then suddenly you're playing basketball. But then there was you were kind of saying, you know, with the family, the way football is pretty rough, pretty dangerous sport. I've talked about this on my show a lot. Like, are you going to see great athletes that could probably easily play football, but maybe they choose a baseball or a basketball over because of what we're seeing more and more out of the football side of things?
Yeah, I would have loved to, actually, just, you know, seeing my dad do it and loving football at the same time, being like a tight end or a D end or something of that sort. I would have liked it, but it just hasn't happened. My youngest brother, he's 9. He's like, oh, I'm gonna play football. My dad's like, maybe I'll let one of my kids.
How many siblings do you have?
I got five.
Five siblings. Five siblings?
Yes, five siblings. It's interesting. It's
you guys
girl
have a
boy,
whole
girl
team.
Boy, girl boy.
No kidding.
All the girls are A's. All the boys are B's. It's full team, like you said.
And everybody's playing something, I'm guessing.
One of my sisters is in college. She's a sophomore. She's the only one that doesn't. But yeah, we have some fun family competitive time.
That's crazy. Yeah. Like that's a ton of that's a ton. You could almost have a football team out of that right there. Definitely a basketball.
Be close.
Brock, what are your expectations this year, man?
Championship. You know, that's the ultimate goal, and that's everybody's goal. You know, go dancing.
You guys were so close last year.
Very. Oh my. It's hard to think about. Yeah. It's hard to think about. I think about it a lot. It was awesome season, fun season.
It was an amazing. I mean, you guys achieved. You made a lot of history last year.
Oh yeah.
You know,
getting.
I don't like to say a share of the Big Sky Championship, but it is what it is. You're the champs, so we're going to say that.
Yeah.
And we all know what it takes, though. Mm-hmm. Winning that tournament is what's going to punch your ticket. We can debate that, too. We can talk about that, too, because I'm not always crazy about that either, because you guys were the best team in the Big Sky all year, and then it comes down to that one game. You guys came back and made it a heck of a game.
Yeah.
Brock, I'm excited for it, man. We've got the Brock Wisney Show will be on every Monday, 11:35, maybe a little earlier. We'll see. Yeah. But wish you the best of luck coming up.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to dive in more and learn more about this Bears team. And learn more about you, too.
Yeah.
Sounds like a very interesting athletic background, my friend.
Yeah, I'm excited. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We're going to rock and roll, and we want to shout out again to Interior Sprinkler Systems. Check them out online, interiorsprinkler.com, and we'll give you more details on those guys as well. Shout out to Shane. All right, the whole show comes back here. We got top stories of the day. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs. All that and more. Don't go anywhere.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.